Lecture 22, Luther and His Enemies.
In this lecture, we move from political conflict to theological conflict. And we're going to look at the rhetoric of Luther's polemical treatises, the treatises where he attacks some theological opponent. Luther's job, after all, is not to fight with swords, but with the word, as he says over and over again. Of course, he does use the word to advise people who use the sword, to tell a soldier or a prince when they may fight with good conscience. He sometimes even takes credit for killing all those peasants in the peasant war, because his word instructed the prince to kill those peasants. But fundamentally, his job is about words and not swords. His job is prayer, preaching, and writing. They are mere words, you might say, but they have changed the face of Europe, and thus Luther's experience is that this really is God's word at work, and God's word makes a huge difference. It is not mere words. So Luther's job is just to preach God's word, and God is the one who does something with it, does something powerful and transformative with the word of God, because it's his word, it's his responsibility. So Luther just preaches God's word, and the rest is up to God. This means that one of the most characteristic gestures of Luther's polemical writings is to point out how wicked someone is being, and then say, but you know, we just have to let them go. We have to let them go their own way. It's for God to deal with that person, not us. We're not supposed to change things. We're not supposed to control people. We just preach. Now, you might think that would give his polemical writings a certain peaceful and unconcerned tone. He's not supposed to try to control everybody and transform everybody. He just preaches. I wish that was so. I wish his polemical writings had a peaceful and unconcerned tone, but in fact, it is not so. Luther's verbal attacks on his theological opponents are fierce. They are bitter. They are abusive, and they leave lasting wounds. So we need to think about what's going on with Luther's just vile and abusive language if we're going to get a good comprehensive fix on both what is destructive about Luther as well as what is wonderful and great about Luther. We have to get a well-rounded picture, and we have to get this bit into the picture. Why is Luther so abusive towards his theological opponents? Why is he so nasty? Was he just getting bitter and pessimistic in his old age, racked by illness and pain? Right? Because he was, in fact, a very sick man for much of the last 15 years of his life. Did his illness make him impatient so that he lost his inhibitions and just sort of let fly at his opponents? That may be part of it, but I think that can't be the whole story. There's a deliberate strategy of abuse in Luther's writing. Luther the writer knows what he's doing. He knows how to use words, and he's accomplishing something quite definite, I think, with the rhetorical strategy of abuse. I need to give you one example of this, by the way, just so that you get some notion of how profoundly abusive Luther can be. Luther is, in fact, famous for scatological abuse, excremental abuse. Let me give you just one example. It's hard to believe that this would be put in a theological treatise, but Luther says to one of his opponents, I'm paraphrasing now, look, why don't you just do it in your pants, roll it up into a sausage, put that sausage around your neck, and then gobble it down. Can you imagine this in a theological treatise? Well, there it is. And there's lots like it, especially in his later writings. You just have to read this stuff to believe it. It's impossible to tell you that it's there unless you read it. And that's why I had to give you something just a little bit filthy. Luther is flinging filth at his opponents all the time. Why? Well, to start with, let's go back to one of those dualities that Luther is always playing around with, this key distinction which he makes between faith and love. Remember, faith is inward. It's faith in the gospel that frees your conscience. Love is outward. It's addressed in love and service to neighbor. So that means that in love, you should never personally attack someone, right? Leave their person out of it. Right? Don't attack people's moral lives, right? Even when he attacks the Pope, Luther does not satirize the Pope the way Erasmus does, right? He doesn't say, oh, you have all these illegitimate children, you're greedy, you're enriching your family, you're fighting wars. That's not how Luther attacks his opponents.